Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Aziz Alshire met with the media earlier this week. I liked Aziz's perspective on where the Texans are right now. He was asked, are you guys confident that you can take the next step?
100%. I mean, we're 10 games in at 6-4, and the games that we've lost, you know, just how we've lost them. Like, easily things that you can change and you can fix. And I've been a part of teams where literally in San Francisco 1 year we were 3-6 and went to the NFC Championship. And I'm sure nobody thought we were going to do that. So I think when you have guys, you know, who've been in those positions, it allows you to kind of keep everybody calm and be that rock, you know, for everybody around you. Just be like, hey, like, I've seen way worse than this, and I've came out on the other side of it that's been way better than anybody would have thought. So I think it's just that leadership from all the leaders and all the guys in the locker room just kind of like keeping us together.
Okay, just for some perspective on that season he's talking about, Aziz, in San Francisco, is 2021. They started 2-0. They were 3-5 through eight games. They finished 10-7. They came within a dropped interception against the Rams of getting to the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah,
they were able to kind of they were able to be that hot team going into the playoffs that felt like they could win anywhere, and they almost did.
And I think that's where I am with this team right now. I don't think there's no part of me that doesn't think that they have the pieces to be a better team than they have been over these last four games, where they've lost three of their last four games. And that's what makes it so frustrating, is that you can see the talent there on the depth chart. We've seen the performances out of CJ Stroud already, and the defense is butting right up against they're on the verge of becoming a really, really genuinely stud defense. They're not quite there yet, but the defense, I've got far fewer worries about than the offense, obviously, at this point. So I think that I'm not worried that somehow guys are going to let go of the rope, or that they even necessarily needed that players only leadership council meeting or anything. It's just that I wouldn't sense from, I don't think it's just lip service from Aziz Alshire that he's just trying not to say bad things about the offense. I think he genuinely believes everything he just said about that. Is that, like, hey, you're right there. You just gotta keep sawing wood, whichever cliche you want to throw out there, and they can just start humming on all cylinders. They're just not quite there yet.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a pretty enviable spot right now. I mean, there's a lot of teams that would trade spots with the Texans right now. I'm just saying the spot that they're in. I'm not saying they trade. You know, they trade rosters with them. Like, I don't know that anybody would trade the issues that the Texans have offensively right now in the second half of football games. But purely empirically about where they are and the chances of getting into the postseason, I think the interesting thing about the way the rest of this season lays out, because it is, there's so many wake-up calls during the season that, like, hey, it's a lot. Like, even the Texans beat the Bills in week 5. And, like, the world was ending in Buffalo after that. You know, oh my God, Josh Allen completed 30% of his passes. What are they going to do? He's got no weapons. And they trade for Amari Cooper, but Amari Cooper hadn't made that big an impact. He's been more injured than he's been available so far. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is they're a pretty good team, and they figured some things out, and they got it turned around, and now they're probably going to be the 2 seed in the AFC if things hold up. You know,
right, you know, you look at Buffalo last year, even though they were winning games and the offense on paper,
that's a better example, yes.
They got destroyed. They didn't get destroyed. They lost in a really dumb way. They lost to the Broncos, you know, 2/3 of the way through the season, yep. And that was kind of the pivot point for them where they started changing things, and they became a better team that was a competent field goal kicker away from going to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's like I'm not panicking, and yet I feel justified, as should any Texans fan who's got deep concerns about the way the offense is operating right now and the way that CJ Stroud has been rendered in a lot of respects an average NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, the other guy, I guess the other team to look to, except that it's impossible to make direct comparisons, is the Chiefs. For 2 years now, the Chiefs' offense has struggled in the regular season to look like what you're expecting to see out of Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
And yet, the Chiefs are such a complete team that they're winning all their games and nobody doubts their ability to thrive in the playoffs.
Yep. I think the thing that makes you nervous is that there's, you know, it's the offensive line, and to steal from Jalen Petrie, like, no one's coming to save them.
Yeah.
You know, like, Nico, I mean, I guess in a way Nico is, because he's going to make it easier for everybody, but the fact, whatever, however much easier Nico makes it for everybody, it's not going to be enough to pull the offensive line up to an overall, except the offensive line up to an acceptable level. Like, they need to fix some things on their own too. It'll make it better.
Right.
It'll make it better, but it's not going to fix the offensive line.
And I don't know. That's the one. The biggest issue on the team, the interior offensive line, and then the offensive line as a sum total in terms of their run blocking and everything else. But especially the big glaring problem is the interior offensive line. Nobody's coming to save them there.
Yeah.
You know, there's not. Mike Munchak isn't walking through that door to play guard for you. They've got issues. And what is their ceiling, and how much are they limited by that offensive line and the offensive coordinator? That's the most uncomfortable, unanswered question right now.
We'll get a real clear picture, man, of what the Texans are going into the postseason, I think, just based on who they play. You know, and yeah. I know playing the Chiefs and the Ravens within 4 days of each other is not even close to simulating what is going to happen. You know, you get a full week in the postseason and whatnot, but in terms of just how they stack up with those two teams, like, in my opinion, those are the two teams in the AFC with the highest ceilings. You know, mm-hmm. I think the best version, we know what the best version of the Chiefs is. We've seen it the last 2 years. They've won the Super Bowl. I think the best version of the Ravens can win a Super Bowl this year, you know, with Derrick Henry complimenting Lamar Jackson. Their defense probably needs to improve a little bit. But we'll get a real clear picture, man, in week 16 and 17 as to where the Texans stack up.
One thing the Ravens have shown already this year offensively compared to in years past is I don't think they're afraid to come to keep doing what they do when they have a deficit.
Yep.
You go back to that Bucs game. That was the first game where I thought, oh, okay, let's see what they do when they're down by a sizable chunk.
Yeah.
And they came out and they ran the ball like 5 times in a row and then sprung a big pass. Like, they did not abandon what got them there the way they did last year, where sometimes down the stretch they started to, like, oh, wait a second, now we're a pass heavy team and we're going to stick it on Lamar's shoulders. Like, no, they've maintained their balance.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So far,
dude, I went back and pulled up the link to on Pro Football Reference to that season that Aziz was talking about in 2021 with the Niners, just to see. Just I like looking at that stuff just to see who they played and what it looked like.
Yeah,
they played the Texans in Week 17, and I have zero recollection of that game. I have good recollection on almost everything Texans. Like I'm not trying to brag. Like I've got a pretty good memory when it comes to anything Texans related, like especially schedule wise. This Week 17 game in 2021 where they lost 23-6 to Trey Lance.
Right, yeah.
I know you keep bringing up Trey Lance and his, you know, his that he actually played well against the Texans. And every time you brought it up in my mind, I'm going, man, I'm trying to remember this. Was it in the preseason? Because I know they played him in the preseason one year. And I'm like, no, 23-6. And Trey Lance was the quarterback towards the end of a season where the Niners almost made the Super Bowl. Now, Garoppolo was back for the postseason that year.
Yeah. But, no, that's right. Yeah, no, I could sense that in your face every time I brought it up, and I thought, well, I must be misremembering it because maybe it wasn't Trey Lance that day.
No.
But, yeah, so, and that's relevant for those of you who don't know. Trey Lance is the backup quarterback for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, and went into the game last week. Yeah. So it is Trey Lance, who's had success versus a different Texans team, but we've seen the upside of Trey Lance. So, yeah, he can do some good things in a game.
Yeah, he did. I could not recollect when that time, but it was, man, what a fever dream that season was. That Cully year. Like, I didn't
know the second half of the season, especially that year, was there's a lot of blanks in my memory about, I guess I was sitting and watching that entire game in person, but yeah,
right.
I barely remember it. I'm like a rock star from the 70s.
I was thinking too, like, holy crap, the Texans played the Cowboys 2 years ago. You know, they played them like this is not a normally scheduled Cowboys-Texans game. Like, this is the 17th.
This is an offshoot of the 17th.
Yeah. So
17-game season.
Right. Yeah. So this is one of the games they're getting because they have a, quote, first-place schedule.
Yeah.
The Ravens, Chiefs, and Cowboys are the three games that are affected by how the Texans did last year. It just so happens the Cowboys suck this year, which is real beneficial. I don't know who got the Commanders in that whole thing. They got screwed. Which AFC South team is having to play the Commanders out of the NFC East? They got kind of screwed. But the Texans played the Cowboys 2 years ago in the Lovie Smith year in Dallas. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that was a close game. Were the Texans, like, there was a goal line stand in that game? Or if the Texans had...
Yeah.
I don't remember any of these late seasons. Other than the Texans securing the number 2 overall pick, I don't remember jack crap from December and January of the Cully and Lovie Smith years. I'm so ready for those seasons to be over, man.
I get excited about these games because even in that year... there was a healthy representation by Texans fans, and a lot of people go up, and you can get good cheap tickets up there in a giant cavernous stadium where the local fan base is largely checked out on them emotionally. And you can go up and have a home field advantage up there and force the Cowboys into a silent count.
You think we travel? You think we travel well on Monday?
I think so. I think a little mini vacation this time of year up to Arlington. That's what, doesn't everybody dream of that? And then you can watch a football game.
Everybody's
like, should we go to Arlington or Vegas?
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
Oh, they don't play in Las Vegas this year. I guess we'll go to Arlington.
Right. Are we going to the Bahamas or to Arlington?
That's
always the tough choice.
You know, the biggest difference between Vegas and Arlington is there's more gonorrhea in Arlington all odds.
You'd never think that, but yeah. But it is, yeah, even more than Vegas and Indiana. Not Indiana. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Deion Sanders, he had a clip. I mean, you know, I've been critical of Deion. I thought Deion laid out perfectly what the world of college football is like right now, and it does make me wonder, does he still want in on this world? And also how the Caleb Williams issues might be affecting Shedeur Sanders. We'll get to that coming up next.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.